Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was a disaster for me, for yours truly. Some of it entertaining. There were some exciting finishes, last second field goals as time was expiring. The Bears-Bengals game was just outright stupid what ended up happening in the game. But a lot of times, Sam, there are weeks where you're missing it all, and damn it, I missed it all. I don't know how you did, but I had an awful weekend, and I'm really just mad at myself because I did have like a couple things that happened this weekend that ended up saving my weekend, which was good in the end, one of them being the Dodgers, of course. But I kind of veered away from what we do week in, week out. You could blame whatever you want. And, you know, we all have excuses in life, but in the end, I was getting away from what the normal way that I attack games. And then, like, after all these favorites hit, this dummy's like, yeah, I think it's going to happen again. All these favorites are going to hit when, you know, I typically do not bet in that way. So I paid the piper, certainly on NFL sides. The weekend was fine overall, but I could not pick a winner to save my life.
It's getting tougher and tougher to bet the NFL, I'll be completely honest with you. And I made two bets with my own money yesterday, Buffalo and the Raiders. And there was a chance. I actually took a picture with my phone. I was watching the triple box at that time. The Rams game was just ending. The Bills-Chiefs game was on the other TV. And then the third box was Raiders and Jaguars. And I thought to myself, I am in control of both of these games, and there's a chance that I could lose not one, but both. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, Buffalo, with a 7-point lead and 28 seconds left to go, decides to kick a field goal for no reason. Like, all you do is punt the ball, get Kansas City inside the 10 with 21 seconds, and make them go 90 yards with no timeouts. But you could see it coming. You could see the miss coming, and then let's give Mahomes the ball at the 35 or the 40 and have a chance to actually throw the ball into the end zone. I saw it coming. And the fact that it was that close was ridiculous. And then the Raiders are in overtime and allow Jacksonville to go right down the field and take up 7 of the 10 minutes in overtime, and then they score the touchdown. And I'm like, Jesus, man, like, I have a dog plus 3. It goes to overtime, which means it's the right side, but I'm going to lose that one and end up winning both. But the league is just a sweat. Most of these games come down to the final 5 minutes, and you literally close your eyes and flip a coin. And I was looking, I told Paul this about 10 minutes ago when we were logged on here, the Chicago Media Contest, which has, I believe, what, 20 people?
Don't bring it up.
I'm not going to bring up anybody specifically, but that media contest with 20 entries,
yeah,
Dan Aspin, Paul's brother, goes 4-1. Joey Romano and I go 3-2, and then everybody else had either 2-1 or 0.
Yeah,
we're
I'm a zero.
Five games. People are just getting smoked in the NFL right now, and it's very hard for me to get excited to bet a lot of money on an NFL game. And we do a gambling show for another 7 weeks. Like, this sport is stupid. It's stupid to gamble on. It really is.
One of my losses, I was okay. So one that I was like, okay, things just went against me in that one. Houston. As far as the yardage in the game, it's about even. My starting quarterback goes down.
Yeah, he gets hurt.
What are you going to do?
I had Houston.
Yeah. Early in the game, the quarterback goes down. Oh, okay. 0-3 in the red zone. Like, that's on them. I don't know. What do you do with that? And you don't score a touchdown against probably the best defense without their best defensive player. Because why? Because Davis Mills is your quarterback. And then there were some that was just like, oh, that was a dumb look. How many times? And we kept talking about it. And we talked about the other side, too. How many times did we say, what are we missing with the Colts? We missed it all, man. We've bet that Pittsburgh spot a million times over the years. A million times. And then we just decided to back away. The second you back away, after you play something time and time again, you know it's going to hit. And it ends up hitting. Ends up hitting. I don't know what J.J. McCarthy is. Like, people are going to look at that result and say, see, he's not bad. He's fine. He was good early. Look at the numbers. After early on in that game, what did he really do in that game? Did he even throw for 175 yards? I don't think so. There's just, and this league just filled with so many stupid results. The Packers outgained Carolina by over 100 yards. And they lose the game outright at home. They don't get into the end zone until the very end of the game. They've won now Carolina 4 games in a row with Bryce Young when he's playing. But Bryce Young only had 102 yards yesterday, and he wins the game at Lambeau. Like, what the hell is happening in this league? You're right. It's just flip a freaking coin, man. I don't know what's going to happen. It's probably going to come down to the very end. And then, like, that Bears game, we heard a highlight coming in. We'll talk about that. It's 41-17, rather 27 Bears with 2:42 left. Paul Brown Stadium's like empty. Nobody's there. All the Bengals fans left. And then all of a sudden the Bengals take the lead in the very end. And then this dumbass defense, you can't tackle anybody. Let's Loveland go for 58 yards. Just go keep on rumbling. We're just going to bounce off of you like it's Madden. It's crazy, crazy. Crazy stuff that was happening in this league yesterday, man.
I was on the phone actually with my mom during the end of Bears Bengals. And she's like, what are the Bears doing? I'm like, oh, it's over. They're up 14. By the time the phone call was over, I flipped that game off. So then I went back to the quad box and the Bears are losing. And I'm like, wait a minute. I obviously wasn't paying that much attention. I'm on the phone, and we're talking about my parents are coming to town next week and everything. We're figuring all that out. And I didn't even think it was possible that the Bears could be trailing in a game where they're up with 2 minutes to go. What was it? 2 touchdowns in 55 seconds or something like that?
It was insane.
Just a bad defense. And it really speaks volumes about how bad the Bengals defense is. But if I'm a Bears fan, like, nice win, but good Lord. Like, the defense is horrible. Joe Flacco is just throwing all over you. Joe Flacco had over 400 passing yards and, what, 4 touchdowns?
Mm-hmm. And he had Bears 470. Fans, not just over 400, 470, almost 500.
Yeah, and Bears fans are going to puff their chests out all day today. Goes, good, better, best, never let it rest. You guys suck. Like, you guys are not that good. And it's just like, it's whatever. It's fine. Like, you got to deal with all the Bears fans and all that. I don't have to deal with that, luckily. The only thing that we can really trust is that the room will lose. The room went 2-3 in college football and 1-3 in the NFL with the Cowboys -2.5 pending tonight.
So, that, correct me if I'm wrong, Texas closed 3.5?
I had Texas. I was so mad. Now, look, I laid some 2.5, and I picked it on Bear Bets. We make our bets on Thursday. I picked 2.5. But then in like my newsletter, it was Friday and I was late. So I sent out Texas -3, which pushed.
Yeah.
Just like I got a DM from somebody like, oh, nice call on Texas. Cause he laid 3.5. He was late to the party.
And
so it's my fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault that he didn't watch Bear Bets or get the newsletter on time. And he waited until Saturday and laid 3.5 and then decided to MF me. Because Texas couldn't hold an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter. I'm so frustrated with a lot of this stuff. We'll talk about it in case of the Mondays. Like, people just say whatever they want now on the internet, and like we're supposed to just sit here and take it. Like, it's a joke. This space is a joke, man. It really is.
Yeah.
And then to top it off, while we're sweating bullets on Sunday with our bets, we got Jersey Jerry hitting a 470-1 quarterback touchdown parlay. Like, of course.
I saw the celebration. I know.
Good for him. Like, I mean, it's a great hit.
Okay. But is he betting with his money?
That's not real. It's not real.
Like, he's not betting with his money. So whatever.
I don't know. I mean, just like, but you know, he bets $200 and wins $95,000, and we're grinding nickels and dimes on sides like fossils. And he bets J.J. McCarthy, Daniel Jones, Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence. And people tailed him, and Big Cat won $140,000. And I'm happy to see people win. But it's like the things we go through, and then it's just that simple. Let me bet $200 and win $95,000.
Yeah, but if Bill, who's listening to this show, if he hits a crazy parlay like that, guess what? He's never betting there again. It's a fake world, right? Because of their relationship with DraftKings or whatever book they're using now, they're going to make that parlay, they're going to promote it, and they're going to be able to bet again. But anybody listening to the show, anybody you know, any walk of life, they're banned from that sports book. So, like, what are we supposed to do with that? Like, okay, you don't work at Barstool. You can't keep betting there. I mean, that's basically what's happening, right? Am I wrong about any of that?
No. And then the reality is them hitting that parlay is the best thing for the book.
Of course.
Now that gets recycled all over social media. And anybody seeing that thinks to themselves, this could be me. I could do this now.
Yep,
and then other people are going to say, well, if Jersey Jerry can do it, I can do it. Because, I mean, does Jersey Jerry even know the square root of 81? I don't know. Probably not. But he hits a parlay, and he made more than I've made all season in one day. And good for him. Yeah. But it's like, this stuff isn't real. It's nothing's real anymore.
I know. I don't know what it was. Like, last minute, I'm like, you know what? This guy that the Bears elevated, Britton Brown, is going to score a touchdown because why not? Are they really going to go with Manungai the entire game? Well, they probably should have because he had 176 yards, a running back that most people didn't even know who the hell he was. We've been talking about him when his props were in the 20s. But Manungai goes off against this hideous defense. But Britton Brown, I had him for an anytime touchdown 12-1, thankfully. At least something hit for me this weekend. It's just so crazy. Like, Daniel Jones is impeccable all season, and he has 5 turnovers yesterday. What? And it's a one-score game. Steelers are +5 turnover differential, and it's a one-score game. So I don't know if you were on the wrong side. It was just you were up against it because the world was on the Colts -3, -3.5. And then the Steelers end up winning by 1 score, even though they were +5 in the point differential, or rather the turnover differential. The Colts outgained them by about 150 yards. It's like, there's another result. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. And Jonathan Taylor does nothing in that game. We can go over a number of these results that went down yesterday. More injuries keep piling up. Jaden Daniels probably shouldn't even be on the field. And now I don't expect to see him the rest of the year. Darnold goes off in the first half. It's halftime. And I'm thinking, should I stay up and watch this? Should I? I did. It was more background than anything because the score was done. It was a wrap. The Seahawks were winning. They were covering on the road last night. Darnold was flawless in that first half, right? 16 for 16, 282, four touchdowns. And then Jaden Daniels is out there late in the second half for what? And now he's done. If you're a Commanders fan, I'd be pissed too. I get it. I understand. God, I don't even... They made a social thing out of it a couple weeks ago when I asked you, and I still think we don't know the answer. I asked you, are the Packers good? And you're like, no. And then they go and beat the Steelers on the road by like 10 points that night. And then they come back this week and they lose to Carolina at home. What is this league?
Well, I'll just say this. I'm glad I didn't light my Bills futures tickets on fire. You know, some people said it was over. The Chiefs and Panthers have the same record right now, Joe. Mm.
Chiefs are out of the playoffs right now. We'll talk more about that. Monday Night Football next. This is Bet Sweats.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The announcement this morning, Jaden Daniels out indefinitely. Don't think he's going to be returning because most likely they are going to be in an awful spot by the time he's healthy. Boy, I mean, you know, Mariota the rest of the way. Oh, man. You said last week he sucks, and you are 100% correct. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Paniana. We got Monday Night Football. Still some other stuff in the games yesterday we want to go over. We've barely touched KC Buffalo. That, obviously, the game of the week. We've got to get to that coming up. But first, Arizona at Dallas tonight. We'll break it down with Shea and Irving later on in the show in the final hour of the program. You've got the Cardinals off a bye as a road dog for the Arizona Cardinals. The number tonight, it is sitting, let's call it a juice 3 at most spots. BetMGM has it -$3.15. But some books have already gone to 3.5. I think others will probably head in that direction when you think about the action piling up on a Monday, and Dallas is one of those teams. Dallas is the team that's favored. It's probably going to end up being 3.5, but it is a juice 3 at most spots, and it is the highest total on the board. 53.5 at BetMGM. There are books that are 54.5. So it was a week that had a lot of high totals. If you start looking at those numbers, the high totals, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, that goes under. That closed 52.5. KC Buffalo also closed 52.5. That goes under as well. the Bears-Bengals total never had a chance. There were 89 points scored in that one, so that one flew over the total. And then the Thursday game, that was a high total. That was under, right? That was another one of those under games. So the high totals this week that are in the 50s have been going under. We'll see about tonight. What do you think about this game, Sam?
I haven't done anything with it yet. We await the room. The room will give us five props that we can poke holes in later on in the show. I said this Friday, briefly, as we broke this game down. I've said this multiple times now. The Dallas Cowboys this year, in games involving them and somebody else, obviously, 60 points per game, 800 yards of offense per game on average. And this total opened 51.5. It's been bet up a little bit. Chris just moved to 54, but most books are 53.5. Why are you betting under? Like, unless you're thinking you're going to be contrarian. Like, I don't know what you like about the under. Dallas can't stop a nosebleed, and their offense only scored in the low 20s last game, and yet the game still flew over because they gave up 40. So you would think Dallas's offense will regress to what it is and have a better game. I mean, considering they did not play well last week, they should play well this week. And Arizona is one of the most up-and-down teams in terms of pace. Like, they just play so fast. And I know that turnovers can obviously swing any game, and we can have drive stall inside the 10 or inside the 5, and that would not be great if Dallas got stuffed at the goal line and then Arizona had to take over and then we play punt, punt, punt for a little bit. But these teams are very, very efficient offensively, and these defenses I don't trust. So it's a lean for me at over 53.5 at BetMGM. Mm-hmm. I would not wait because I think there's a good chance other books are going to go to 54, and I don't want people to, you know, land 34-20 and push or whatever. I lean over with the room already coming in on Dallas. It sort of makes you wonder, like, is Arizona going to win? But I don't love this game. I probably won't watch it. We got a million things going on in our lives right now. I probably will not watch this game. I did not watch the Sunday night game, for those wondering. And I do look forward to the Cowboy props that will be popular. Probably like a Pickens over on yards or a Dak over on passing attempts. Like, those will probably be in the room. But my initial thought is lean over. Might not do anything with it.
I'll probably watch it. Yeah, I'll watch it. Who the hell am I kidding? Like, if I'm not busy somewhere else, I have to be to escape reality. I will be watching the NFL. Huh. Okay, so let's talk about this number, the side. It's 2.5 all last week. The assumption is that Kyler Murray's returning from his injury after the bye, but you don't really know. You're not getting an update and all that. Okay, but 2 weeks to go away for is a significant amount of time. So there's this assumption. Then we find out on Saturday, no, Kyler's not going to play. It's going to be Jacoby Brissett. The line goes from 2.5 to now juice 3, probably a 3.5 when we kick off later today. The market is saying that Kyler Murray's a better quarterback than Jacoby Brissett. I don't think the Cardinals are saying that. I think Jonathan Gannon's saying that his better option to win the game is Jacoby Brissett. And there are numbers that would back that up. 221 snaps for Kyler, 107 snaps for Brissett. If you've watched them closely, they've been moving the ball better with Brissett. Metrics like EPA plus completion percentage over expectation. Brissett in the league ranks 13th, Kyler 20th. Just completion percentage over expectation. Jacoby Brissett's a top 10 quarterback in the league when he's been out there. It's a small sample size, but he's top 10. And Kyler's 23rd. Air yards. Is it just dump off city with Kyler? Yes, it is. It's 6 yards per attempt. And Brissett, it's going 8.3. Ranks much higher there. He gets McBride involved. McBride isn't scoring touchdowns when Kyler's under center, but he's scoring 3 touchdowns in 2 games when Brissett's under center. And then Gannon says, yeah, Kyler's not starting. It's health related. It's because of his health. But then he goes out and says, I don't know, he might have a role. Wait, what? What are you talking about? This feels like what we were seeing in Minnesota for a few weeks. This is some sort of a soft benching, I think. I mean, Kyler's been out for quite some time now, and he could have a role in the game, but he's not starting due to his health. Pick a lane. What the hell are you talking about? He doesn't want to hurt the fragile ego of one Kyler Murray. We know what that is. And maybe it's going to be the last year that he's going to be in Arizona. But I don't know. Just based on what their actions and what they're saying, it's telling me that they believe they have a better chance to win this game in Dallas tonight with Brissett under center as opposed to Kyler Murray. The market disagrees with the team, which I find kind of interesting. I do like the Cardinals. I know Paul Aspen likes the Cardinals, but with the week that I've had, if I like the Cardinals, that means you should be running to the window and saying Cowboys.
Nah, I would not lay it. I would take it before I would lay it, no doubt. I like Brissett. We had a game where they ruled Kyler out on Thursday or Friday. That was the game against the Colts that the Cardinals were in control for a ton of. They were catching 7 points or so and had a chance to win the game outright. I do trust the consistency of Brissett. Now, his ceiling isn't uber high, but his floor is not crushingly low. Mm-hmm. It's not a low where you think, oh, well, he's not going to move the ball. He doesn't really turn the ball over. He doesn't take a lot of calculated risks, and he protects the football. So I have no issue with it. We know that Arizona is going to be able to do whatever they want. They just have to convert inside the red zone. And if they do that, they're going to win this game because Dallas's defense just can't be trusted. They get pressure rate, which we talked about last week, but they don't get home. Like, sure, they create pressure, right, but they also leave guys wide open. And you're going to have the ability to move the ball down the field against this Dallas defense. How about Denver last week? Just did whatever they wanted offensively. 426 yards of total offense. And it was a balanced attack, too. They gave up 247 yards through the air and almost 200 yards on the ground, Dallas's defense. Mm-hmm. And it's not like we're big Bo Nix guys. I mean, I think this is an anti-Bo Nix show. So if Bo Nix can move it, the Cardinals can move it. Lean to the Cardinals for sure. Why are we not just betting the over at 53.5?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the final score of this game. I don't know. Turnovers? I don't know. Yeah, like what stops this? Turnovers might help it get there.
Let me give you some final scores. And again,
27-24 is a loser? I don't know.
I'm not trying to just play this game where we look at old box scores because that's lazy, but 44-24, 44-22, 30-27, 37-22, 40-40 against the Packers on Sunday night.
Okay.
Here's an under, 31-14. That was the game that CeeDee Lamb got hurt on like the first or second drive, and the Cowboys were just shell-shocked. 40-37 and 24-20 opening night against the Eagles, who are an under team for the most part. There's a lot of offense there, Joe. A lot of offense in that very small pocket of sample. 44-24, 44-22, 30-27, 37-22, 40-40. That's their last five games, Dallas.
Give me the score you think we're going to have. Not a prediction, just a score. Like, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
31-28.
Okay. The first score that came to mind for me was 30-27. Not killing the over, but it's kind of close.
Well, it's hard to kill an over when it's 53.5.
When it's that high. Yeah, we're still talking about nearly 60 points being scored in this game. Yeah, I do like a couple of props more than I like the Cardinals on the side or the total. I'll say that. So, Brissett. Every quarterback, except for Mariota, has had at least two passing touchdowns against the Cowboys defense. It's between 2 and 4. Do you want to lay $1.35 to go over 1.5 touchdowns? If you do, I think it's a fine bet. I don't have a problem with it. But if you don't, How's 22 and a half completions for Brissett? Do you know every quarterback has had at least 23 completions against the Cowboys this year? Every quarterback that they faced. And this number is 22 and a half. I like that number. And I mentioned McBride gets involved more with Brissett. So last two games with Brissett, McBride's averaging 9 catches and 12 targets. He has 3 touchdowns in 2 games, 9 catches, 12 targets. When Kyler's out there, he was averaging 5.8 catches, 8 targets, 55 yards, and he had 1 touchdown in 5 games. So if you want to go with a McBride prop, whether it's touchdown, which is plus money at plus 105, I like that due to the number of targets that he's having. See, they put it at 6.5 receptions. I don't want to go there because they make you lay a ton of juice on that. And as far as the yardage, that is 67.5. Some books already into the 70s. That will continue to climb throughout the day. Lowest number I see is BetMGM, 67.5.
The Brissett attempts one is interesting. I'm not a big attempts better or completions better. Yeah. You talked about completions, not attempts. But same thing, same ballpark.
I'd be fine with quarterback, yeah,
passing props. We're talking about the same script, essentially. It makes sense. And like, as I mentioned earlier, with the pressure that Dallas tries to bring, fundamentally, if you don't get home, it creates such an opportunity for checkdowns or the middle of the field stuff. And it's better because Brissett, while he does throw a nice deep ball, in fact, there were times in New England when they would bring him out to throw the bomb at the end of the half and leave Brady on the bench because Brissett has a bigger arm. He's not necessarily a deep threat. When you think of Jacoby Brissett, you don't think of a guy whipping 30-yard passes down the field all game long. He's not a risk taker. He's a conservative, accurate quarterback. So I think that checks a lot of boxes for anybody looking to play his passing props.
Can't wait to hear Paul's bet on Marvin Harrison Jr. What's he got cooking up in the lab tonight?
Literally in the lab right now. It's very wild.
Bunsen burner moon. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what he is, man. I don't know. He's got 2 scores on the year, 396 yards. He had 58 yards last game with Brissett. So what do they set it at? 58.5. Like they don't know either. They don't know what he's going to do on a week-to-week basis. Still waiting for that first 100-yard game this year. He had 98 against Tennessee. I don't know. I'm not touching anything with Marvin Harrison Jr. Uninterested there. I think we covered it all, right? But you're thinking over. I understand your point of view there.
I lean over, but I am going to not watch a single second of it. I got college basketball in the mind. There's a game I'm going to have a bet on here at 11 o'clock Eastern between Bradley and the St. Bonaventure Bonnies. Let's
wait, a.m. or p.m.?
11 a.m. There's a game on right now. Or there was. Maybe it's over.
This is too
much. Yeah, Queens and Winthrop tipped off at 8 a.m. this morning.
Baseball ends. We go right to college basketball. I don't know if I'm ready for this. Joe O, Sammy P., we are ready for Case of the Mondays. That's on the other side. BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every Monday at this time right here on BetQuest, for a limited time only, case of the Mondays before it goes away, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, sliding things around a little bit in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll go to the Monday morning market moves coming up to start the 10 a.m. Eastern hour. This is Bet Sweats. Sam on X at SP Shoot. I'm there at Joe Ostrowski. Make sure you follow us. See what's going on with us and throughout the weekend and all that. Don't check in with Sam for Monday Night Football. He's not watching. I understand.
Nope.
It's one of those that you can skip for sure. I think I'll be there. We'll see. We'll see what else is going on. Now, case of the Mondays. Always have some things that bothered us from over the weekend, whether it be sports related, and maybe we didn't get to it in the show yet, or otherwise. I've got some otherwise, Sam, because I just can't talk about getting my ass kicked in the NFL any longer. Like, it's enough. We're going to have to do it all week. How about you? Case of the Mondays, what you got?
Couple things. We've touched on a couple already. During the break, we were just talking about Seattle. How did we sit here 5 weeks ago? And I wrote down Seattle in red Sharpie as you were about to tell me the team that you believed was a legit threat in the NFC. And I said, hold on, let me write it down. And I wrote down Seattle and we did 3-2-1 and I held up Seattle and you said Seattle. And then we looked at the price and they were what, 30-1 to win the NFC? NFC.
Yeah.
Not Super Bowl, NFC. And we got there together and then we didn't make a bet at all. And every time I watch them, I get upset. I get upset because we pinpointed it when they were 30-1 to win the NFC and 60-1 to win the Super Bowl. And I did nothing with it. I watched the first half and I shut it off in anger because Sam Darnold had four first half touchdown passes. Four. And after the last one, the 60-yarder to White, I shut the TV off angrily. I was not happy. There's a lot of things that don't make me happy anymore. But watching Sam Darnold carve up the Commanders, who went to the NFC Championship game last year, that was enough. That was the exclamation point on the weekend. A couple other things. I mentioned the guy who sent me a message, a very hateful message, because Texas did not cover his bet at 3.5. I had to go back and look at the box score. So on Thursday, we tape Bear Bets. And I also think I picked Texas on this show on Thursday when it was -2.5. And I specifically said, get it before it goes to 3, because it's going to go to 3. And then I was late on my newsletter because I got stranded in the middle of Connecticut because our train got stuck because a tree fell down during a storm and we were stuck on the train tracks for 2 hours and I didn't have internet. And I was like, I'll write this newsletter tomorrow. And by the time I did it, Texas was 3. Well, this guy apparently read the newsletter, which went 4-1-1, by the way, but he decided he was going to lay Texas -3.5. The Longhorns at the end of the third quarter were up 34-10. And Vanderbilt scored 21 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, got a two-point conversion in there, and ended up losing 34-31. So this guy, because he laid the worst of the number, decides that he can send me an expletive-driven message you know, how I suck at my job and great bet and all this. Just like, great, that's what I need right now. Perfect. Yeah, that's what I need. I need somebody with 8 followers to send me a message about how I suck at my job because Texas blew a 34-10 lead in the fourth quarter, and he laid the worst of the number. But that's not even the worst thing from the weekend. The worst thing was Friday night. Boys were out. It was Halloween. The sluttery was insane, Joe.
Did I not tell you? We're all sluts.
It was insane. And we're at the bar, and I'm ordering a round of shots for the crew. There's like 5 or 6 of us. And this skank is wearing what looked like a hefty bag, like chopped up into form. Okay. I mean, she was dressed like it was 45 degrees out, and she's wearing like no clothes. It wasn't even a dress. It looked like a garbage bag that was cut into a slut suit. And then she had like horned rimmed glasses on. And then had 2 playing cards. She had a 6 right here and a 7 right here.
God.
And I'm trying to take my shots, and I grab 3 shots at a time, and I turn, and she knocks the shots out of my hand. And I was like, whoa, like, are you okay? And she's like, watch where you're going. And I literally was in my space, turned, like, I wasn't demonstrative. I wasn't, like, I was in my lane. And this is my bar, by the way, that I go to all the time. Like, I know all the bartenders. I know all the bouncers. Like, I love this place. So I grabbed the shots, and I turn, and that's when she, like, I don't even know how it happened. She just kind of, like, was trying to create room to get to the bar and knock the shots out of my hand. And then she wants to argue with me that I need to watch where I'm going. No, stop, sweetheart. Like, you are so in the wrong. You look ridiculous. And, like, you're not even that good looking. So chill out, okay? You got more makeup than a Kardashian right now. And it's just like, what are we doing? Like, you called this last week. These aren't costumes. These are just, like, let me wear as little clothing as I can, as much makeup as I can. I'll throw on some glasses and then a playing card on my chest. And I'm a 6'7 nerd. I'm just like shocked at how correct you were. Cause you don't even go out like that anymore. And you nailed it. I don't know who these people think they are. Telling me that I need to watch where I'm going. Stop. Yeah. Stop.
So how did it end? Did you redo your shots?
Yeah, they gave me 3 more shots, and she left. I don't even care where she went, actually. But
how was the crew that she was with? I'm curious about that.
They were all the same.
Yeah. How old you think?
25, maybe.
Yeah, sounds about right. Okay. I'm going to go elsewhere. I'm also going to go to Friday night. Is Jake here? Because I feel like I need Jake on this one, if he's here. Jake here? No. Hey, Jake. How you doing? All right. If there's anybody on the show that will understand what I'm about to try to explain, you might. Do you know who Spooderman is?
What?
So you don't know Spooderman?
What did you just say to me?
Spooderman. Spooderman. It's a meme, I guess. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, Joe. I do not know who Spooderman is.
All right. So I find it interesting every year to find out about, you know, around Halloween, kids dress up as different things that I guess are popular that I didn't know about, even though I feel like I have a pulse on what's going on. Because, like, I've been talking about the 6'7 for a while and you guys had no idea. But that's because I have kids. I was informed about something the other day that I was like crying about, probably because I'm immature, but whatever. Spooderman. So if you look it up on YouTube now, you'll find like some sort of a trailer for Spooderman, right? I had no idea what it was. So there was a kid that showed up at the house before we went to a party that we all were attending, and he's got a Spider-Man outfit, but he's pregnant. I'm like, what is going on? Why is he a pregnant Spider-Man? And then I got the whole thing explained. I end up watching the trailer and I'm like crying because this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. The best way to explain it is you've got Spider-Man with a deformed head and he kind of looks pregnant. Or like, who is the guy that was hooping over at, speaking of Barstool, when they were like pulling that prank on Pat Bev and he sees that guy with the reverse
Mantis?
Body and he Mantis. Yeah, he looked like he's got the body of Mantis, right? With a deformed head. Is basically what Spooderman is. I don't know how else. Like, you watch a trailer, he's falling off of buildings, you know, his webs don't work correctly. It's just the whole thing. I thought Jake would know about this for sure. So apparently it's popular, but even the kids know it's dumb, but it makes them laugh, so they watch it. I don't know why this was brought up in Case of the Mondays. I guess it's just because dumb stuff that is happening now with kids, like the whole 6-7 thing, like the lady with the cards that was dressed up, just barely covering herself. Apparently Spooderman's a thing, but it made me smile when very few things made me smile over the weekend. And then I heard the story about how at school they are not allowed to dress up in costume. I vaguely remember. I think we were able to, but I know they are not allowed to. So this kid that was dressed up as Spooderman gets on the bus in the morning. Everybody's dressed in the normal clothes because you're not allowed to dress up for Halloween. Here comes Spooderman. It is, and the arms just dangle, you know? Like, for audio purposes, if I were to try to do an impression, the impression would be like, nah! You know, Jesus. The arms just dangle.
Is that Spooderman or Helen Keller? I can't tell the difference.
And then, so he's the only one dressed up, and he's dressed up as Spooderman, like dragging his feet, dragging his arms, and then he walks into the school, into the gym. The first teacher that sees him calls him by his last name. Get over here! He's like pregnant Spider-Man just walking into the gym. I don't know why. That made me laugh. Not many things are making me laugh nowadays. But anyways, I was just curious if anybody else knew about Spooderman, because this is also popular and very weird.
I need a visual of Spooderman. That's all I need.
Watch the trailer.
I need a visual.
What's the trailer?
I
got
to
say, when you hear the voice, oh boy.
What are you? I'm a 6'7 nerd.
Oh, the nerd. I get it. The glasses. Understood. A lot of makeup, huh?
Tons.
Monday morning market moves next. This is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.